This is New York Public Radio. I'm Amy Eddings.
Do you recycle?
No.
How come?
I live in city housing, so I put everything in the chute.
In the chute, in the hallway.
Yes, that's all.
But you know the city has a recycling program,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know.
I met Cynthia Martinez in the lunchroom of a senior citizen center in the Melrose section of the Bronx. We were there to hear a presentation on how to recycle in New York City. Turns out we all could use some instruction. 5 years ago, before Mayor Bloomberg temporarily suspended plastic and glass recycling, the city's recycling rate was 20%. It still hasn't bounced back to that level, even though the program has been fully restored for the last 3 years. The current rate is 17%. Why?
Is there not enough collection service? Is there not enough public education? Are there not enough targeted recyclable materials?
Bob Lang's answer is no, no, and no. He heads the Sanitation Department's Bureau of Recycling. He was addressing a forum of recycling businesses, government officials, and advocates.
We are now more than a decade and a half away from the date upon which recycling became mandatory in New York City. There is insufficient justification to believe that New Yorkers do not recycle at the desired rates because they just don't know what to do.
A 1999 market research survey by the Sanitation Department found more than 90% knew the major items the city recycles, like newspapers, tin cans, and glass and plastic bottles. However, that same survey found 40 to 60% did not know what was not recycled. So the nuances of the city's recycling program still baffle many New Yorkers, including me.
Now this, very confusing, because this is a takeout container.
Right.
It's a black base.
And it has a number one.
I'm playing a game of sort the trash with Michael Reeser at an outdoor environmental event in Park Slope, Brooklyn. My goal is to correctly sort a table full of trash into its proper bins. A green bin for recyclable paper, a blue bin for recyclable metal, plastic, and glass, and a black trash bag for everything else. Reeser tells me I can't recycle the plastic takeout container.
So even though it tells me that it's made out of a plastic that a lot of the bottles we are recycling are made of, I don't want to recycle this.
Right. And the reason is because it's heated up to a higher temperature than the bottles are made. It's not blow molded, it's press molded, and therefore it cannot be recycled.
No kidding.
I can't tell you how many times we heard, oh, I didn't know I could recycle that, or conversely, I didn't know I couldn't recycle that.
David Hurd is the director of the three-month-old Office of Recycling Outreach and Education. The City Council pushed for the program as part of the city's 20-year solid waste management plan in an effort to help boost recycling rates. Hurd's staff has been playing the sort the trash game with New Yorkers at events around the city.
I certainly don't mean this in any kind of a pejorative way, but I don't think that most New Yorkers are accustomed to having an office in the mayor's office approach them on a proactive solution to what many perceive as a problem.
The Sanitation Department's Recycling Bureau has also hosted community events, but its public education has primarily been conducted through flyers in the mail and newspaper ads. Hurd's program, which operates under the auspices of the Mayor's Council on the Environment, is trying a more targeted approach.
While we also hope to reach every single New York household, we have to do that in a piecemeal fashion. And we will conduct our outreach initiatives on a community district by community district basis to take into account the neighborhood dynamics that really make up New York and to cater our messages to the unique dynamics of that particular neighborhood.
Hurd's staff finds out the recycling habits of each community district using information from the Sanitation Department's recent waste composition survey. Then it comes up with outreach strategies based on census demographic data. Community District 1 in the Bronx, for example, has the worst recycling rate in the city at 6%. To boost that rate, the Recycling Outreach Office is contacting groups that serve single moms, young people, and seniors. Because 40% of CD1's households are headed by single mothers, 40% of the population is under 18, and 20% is over 65. Which is why outreach coordinator John Johnson was playing the recycling game with the staff and clients of that senior center in Melrose.
This is a styrofoam egg crate.
Again, more confusion about what not to recycle. Styrofoam goes in the trash. But with a 6% recycling rate, residents of CD1 aren't recycling very much at all. The waste composition study found recycling rates are lower in crowded low-income neighborhoods like Melrose and Mott Haven in CD1 versus wealthy, less dense communities like Brooklyn's Park Slope, where recycling is near 30%. So is it because poor people care less about recycling than rich ones, or that homeowners are more committed than renters? David Hurd says the message is not that cut and dried.
One of the things that they pointed out is that generally low-income families have less recyclables in their waste stream to recycle. So you will de facto mathematically get a lower diversion rate. And higher-income communities, in fact, generate almost twice as much waste as low-income families.
That 1999 Sanitation Department market research survey found no evidence to suggest poor people were less committed to recycling than rich people. Hurd believes New Yorkers from all walks of life in all corners of the city face barriers to recycling. One reason Community District 1 may have such a low recycling rate is because it's host to 14 public housing buildings. NYCHA housing doesn't have accessible basements, so residents must schlep their recyclable metal, glass, plastic, and paper to a bin set up outside. Remember Cynthia Martinez? She found it easier to just put everything down the garbage chute located on her floor.
I see them on the street, you know, but, you know, I'm on two crutches, and it's very hard for me to be, you know, up and down here and there.
What floor do you live on?
On the first floor, and Melrose housing.
So do you think you'll change your mind and start separating that out?
Yeah, now? I will.
Nothing like a little guilt, right?
Right.
It'll take a lot more than guilt to get the city's recycling rate up to the ambitious goals set by the Solid Waste Management Plan.
All right, everyone, donde?
The new Office of Recycling Outreach and Education faces a daunting task. With a staff of just 6 and a budget of $1.1 million, it must motivate 8 million people to recycle as much as they can right now. Perfection is unlikely, but think about this. If every New Yorker did recycle perfectly, the city would send 35% less garbage to its landfills. It's a goal worth striving for. So, do you recycle?
All right, tell me, everyone, don't they? That was easy. All right, that was easy.
This is WNYC.